Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybel Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it yet, go grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to begin. So get ready to magnify the Lord right along with us as we ask Evangelist Cynthia Edmond to lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Son, Jesus, thanking you for this day, my God. Oh, my Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Oh, Father, to lift your name and give praise to your holy name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Father, we thank you right now, Lord. Look down on us with compassion, God. Have mercy upon our souls, Father. Let sins be forgiven tonight, God. Let the sick be healed, Lord. Let the weak say that I'm strong, God. Let the blinded eyes come open, Lord. Let your word go out tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, let it touch somebody's heart, God. Oh, Father, help somebody tonight. Somebody is in trouble, Lord, and they're looking for a way out, my God. You are the way, Lord, the truth and the life, God. We believe you tonight, and we're trusting in you, Lord. Oh, Father, bless this broadcast tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, send your anointing the more, Lord. Send your power, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, touch the hearts of men everywhere, my God. In the name of Jesus, look on the Congress, God. In the name of Jesus, the Senate, God, the presidency, Lord. Have mercy right now, God. In the name of Jesus, go into the prison walls, God. Have mercy right now, Lord. Into the nursing homes, Lord. In the hospitals, Lord. In the mental institutions, God. In the homeless shelters, Lord. Have mercy right now, God. Look on the youth of the land, God. Oh, Father, there's trouble on every side, God. Have mercy, God. In the name of Jesus, spare lives tonight, Lord. Save my God. I know that you're able, God. Have you turned away tonight, God. Let your will be done, Lord. And we'll be careful to give thy name the praise, Lord. We'll lift you up, God. We'll bless your holy name, Lord. We'll tell of your goodness, God. We'll let somebody know that you live, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have you turned away, God. These and all things we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
For prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Now, we want to thank you once again for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist May, and tonight is Tuesday night, oldies but goodies in the gospel. Praise the Lord. We have a message for you on tonight entitled, I Am. Glory to God. We want you to listen in intently and take the word of God in. Praise God. The speaker tonight is Prophetess Dr. Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, and she will be bringing the word of God. God bless you.
And the word God reads, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster. For I know their sorrow, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring us up out of that land unto a good land and a Lord, unto a land known as milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel come unto me, and I have also seen the oppressors, whether the Egyptians or such. Come down, therefore, and I will talking to Moses.
Yes.
And the 11th verse said, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with you. And this shall be a token unto this, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of my fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, and sent me unto thee.
Well,
and God said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial on your hearts and on your
hearts.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm thinking about things about I feel tired right here. and came back to him. And they kept on going. What the heck is that? Stop. And they said, remember, they came. They were going to be right there. And I was taking that in mind. He kept on going to come down. And we stood right there like, pass me out. Wait, that's so hard. I'm
family, the Colbert family,
The Lord has looked on the Edmund family, my God. We pray a special prayer tonight, God, that you will give them comfort and confirmation. Oh, Lord, remember the Pardo family, Jesus, the Jackson family and the Thompson family. Lord, please give them comfort and confirmation. Be close to them, Lord, and uphold them during this difficult time and carry them through, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will heal somebody's body tonight. Lord Jesus, desiring to be made whole. We ask, God, that you'll rebuke that condition and that you will heal them and restore their health back to them. We know you're able, Lord Jesus, to heart for you, oh God, and there's nothing impossible. We come to you in faith, believing, Lord, that we have the conditions we've asked in this prayer. We believe, oh God, for the healing of the sick. We believe for the saving of souls, Lord. We believe, oh God, for strength and power, for encouragement, oh God, and strength to the weak, Lord. We believe you tonight, oh God, for everything we need. And we ask you, Lord, to help our unbelief in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, have your way and take control, my God. We pray, Lord, that you'll remember Evangelist Cynthia. Touch her body, Lord. Touch her and encourage her. If her anointed for your service and use her, Lord God. Give her the things that she needs, Lord God. Open the door, make the way for her. Move in her behalf, Lord, and bless her ministry continually in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, and we count it as done, and we give you thanks, Lord. Please, Lord God,
Jesus,
for all of those who are on the prayer list, Lord, the names that were called and those were not called. Remember everyone and everyone who is connected to them or acquainted. Let a special blessing come upon them and bless all the listeners tonight, Lord. Encourage their hearts, Lord. Those who are not saved, save them, Lord God. Work it out, Lord. Fix it, Jesus. We know you can, for you are everything that we need. And we thank you tonight, Jesus. We thank you for your goodness, oh God. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the healing of your spirit,
thank you,
my God. Thank you for the outpouring of your spirit, Lord. We thank
you
for your touch tonight, Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you tonight, God, for everything you've done, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. That precious word,
Lord.
come in that anointed.
Thank
I feel can feel it as when she preached it. I was there when she preached it. Glory to God. And the Lord moved in that place. I just thank God for that anointing and for that word, for the prayer coming through. And it's, I mean, oh, I tell you, the Lord is a good God. He said, I am. And nobody can outdo God. Glory to God. I just thank him today. I heard that Khadijah in the background going forth, praising the Lord on this tape.
All right.
I just thank God. I know the anointing was there. And not only there, but here where we are too. Glory to God. I thank God.
Amen.
For the messenger. I want to encourage her to continue to do the will of God and allow God to use you in his service. Continue, drive, and go forward in the Lord. Whatever he gives you to do, whatever message he gives you to give to us, do it. Praise God. I just thank God. At this time, we're going to open up the floor that our ministers may have remarks, and if Sister Rhoda is on the line, she may also have remarks. I think we might have got disconnected, but I'll try to see if I can get her back. Our ministers can go ahead and give remarks.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Cynthia, talking about the great I am. And
yes,
he is the great I am. Moses, he wanted to know who he should say sent him if the children of Israel asked. And God told Moses, I am that I am. This is the I am that came down to deliver his people. And it would not be the last time that he came down to bring deliverance. His own arm brought salvation when Jesus took the form of sinful flesh and died in our stead. God is the great I am.
I am.
Beautiful message. And
yes,
I remember hearing this message all those years ago, and the power of God was in the place when this message was preached.
Amen.
And I tell you, and I also I could hear my mom saying hallelujah in the background too. But I tell you, the power of God was in the place.
Amen.
I mean, the anointing. And I tell you, man, he is. God is that I am. And I thank God for it. Just want to say to Amanda Cynthia, that's right. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for that powerful anointed message. And yes, I was there, and that word came forth in great power, and
sure did.
And the Lord sent his anointing in the place. It
yes,
was
he
so
did.
Great. And he preached about I am. Hallelujah.
Yes,
talking
yes,
about
did.
The great I am. Oh, glory to God. The more I think about it, it's like we were right there in that service just now.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. That anointing, that fresh anointing. So powerful and so strong. Praise God. And I can't help but think about the words that God told Moses when Moses was tired of God and he wanted to know when he tell the children of Israel what a message God had for them. And they asked him, who sent you? He knew he had to give account. Even now, when we go forth to minister, people will question our faith. They want to know who told you to do this, and did God really say that? Hallelujah, praise God. Because you got to know that God is. He said, I am that I am. Praise be to God. And when Moses would give that answer, they knew it had to be God that sent Moses to deliver them, to lead them out of Egypt, that land of bondage. Oh, praise God. And I tell you, it was so, so beautiful that God acknowledged their cries and that he had come down to deliver them. What a powerful God. What yes. a mighty God.
Mighty
God. That word is stirring me up right now. I can't yes. help it. The more I think about it.
That's all right.
That I am the Lord that healeth thee. He just
yes.
continues to let us know that
yes,
he
Lord.
Is
thank you, Jesus.
Present right
Lord,
now.
Lord,
I am Lord. At this moment. Hallelujah. Yes. Everything you need me to be. Glory be to God.
Glory
be to God. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm trying to come on in. Amen.
Yes,
but Jesus yes. told his disciples, he said that he and his Father is one. Oh, praise be to God. And then when Martha told Jesus about her brother passing away, and if he had been there, he wouldn't have died. Oh, but she did acknowledge, she believed that whatever Jesus asked of God, that God would give it to him. And Jesus told her, your brother shall rise again. But she was thinking
yes.
about in the rapture. But Jesus
yes.
was talking about right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah, because he told her, I am the resurrection and
right.
the life. Oh,
yes.
praise the Lord. I'm coming in. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So he is. I am. The great I am, saith the Lord.
Amen.
I just want to encourage you, Ben Cynthia, keep on preaching the word of God and just keep letting God have his way in your life. The enemy can't stop God. He can't stop the work of God.
Amen.
But you just let God have his way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he said, I am.
God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is Sister Rhoda on the line?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear the message. Something's wrong with my phone.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear the message at all. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, God
thank
bless
God
the woman of God. God bless the woman of God.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Next time. Next time, sister. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Then it's Cynthia.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God for his word. Amen. I thank God for his touch. I feel the presence of the Lord.
All right.
Amen. God, he is good. He is good to us. And I just thank God for it. I thank God because I am chained down. Amen. And he touched me tonight. And I thank God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God, he is moving.
Yes,
he is moving in this place and
yes.
on this line. And
yes.
I thank God for it tonight. I just thank God that message coincided with the message that I preached on last night. God is.
Yes.
Amen. He is. And I just thank God for all things. I encourage you, and you to take the word of God and live by it, and you will be saved. Amen. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for the remarks coming through all of our evangelists and for Sister Rhoda being on the line, although she couldn't hear. I don't know what happened because I think evangelist Cynthia wasn't able to hear either, but she preached it. Glory to God. So we thank God. Hopefully we can be back on again Tuesday. Sister Rhoda,
this
is Will, and
okay.
we'll try to connect you in again.
Okay, thank you.
Amen, and I thank God for each and every one of our broadcast listeners. We ask that you tune in again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., and then we'll be right back here again Tuesday night at 7 p.m. in with the oldies but goodies in the gospel. Praise God. I hope that your heart is encouraged and that you are willing and want to be saved and want to go on with the Lord. We thank you. God bless you. And if that's all, we say good night.
Good night.
Good night.